So Arizona, that kind of challenges new some changes.
They
got some new players.
Man. They do. I think that they've definitely made improvements to the defense from last year. Yeah, obviously, you know, their front is pretty much the same, but some of the guys that they've added in the back end, really help that group. And then obviously with a new D coordinator, you've kind of got to expect the unexpected in game one. You know, obviously, you know, we're going to study what they've shown on tape during the preseason. And going into week one, we've got to be prepared to see anything. You know, expect them to pull out all their tricks this week.
Do you look at like what Barnes has done with his teams in the past?
Yeah, I think that's definitely something. You know, we talked about, you know, his favorite blitzes from the past, things that he's done in openers in the past. And kind of mix that into what he's done this preseason. But you know, obviously, you've got to look at what they've done this preseason. You know, expect them to come out. Yeah, that's what they've worked. That's what they've done.
Expect the unexpected. Is it somewhat harder with
That's just part of it. You know, I think the great thing about this offense is the system, is the rules that we have in protection, the rules that we have in our run game, you know, really solve any problems that they can throw at us. It's just going to be a matter of communicating those issues at the line, and I think that's what we've really stressed to those young guys early in the week, is communication. You know, things are going to happen to us, or we've got to make sure that we're on the same page, don't get sped up, still go through, you know, the procedure of communicating and making sure that all the small details are accounted for.
With all these young guys, the fun is, God, I wish we had another week to
I'm ready to go. You know, I'm ready to see these young guys out there. I think, you know, they've put in a lot of time. They've done a great job learning the system so far. I think they've made tremendous strides from when they first showed up in OTAs till right now. You know, we had a great training camp. It's going to be really fun to see those guys get out there and light it up on Sunday.
What have you seen from Kayvon, number 8 overall in camp preseason?
Just his maturity as far as understanding, you know, what we're asking him to do on certain plays and certain routes. I think obviously when he first got here, he was still just trying to learn the concepts and learn the routes as, you know, basically general guidelines as far as where he's supposed to be and where he's supposed to run. But, you know, I think he's starting to understand the finer points of the offense and the routes that he's running. You know, he came up to me in practice a couple times today, you know, talked to me about small adjustments versus different coverages that they showed us. And, you know, that shows a lot to me because, you know, we haven't had those conversations before. And, you know, I think it's really great to see something like that happen.
Jeff talked earlier in the preseason about that this year for you is just the next step. What do you feel like that next step entails for you?
Being more efficient. You know, I think that's something that me and Shoddy have talked a lot about in the offseason and even going through the preseason. Is last year we really struggled on third down, but a big reason of that is because first and second down weren't very efficient. And there's times during games where I've got to understand down distance better and get us into better situations. You know, take a check down on first down instead of trying to force something down the field. That way we get ourselves to second 6 instead of second 10, you know, and try to open things up for us. But I would say, for the most part, just efficiency is really the next step where I need to take.
When you look at your efficiency, you look at what you want to accomplish this year, other than the one loss record, is there any sort of statistical markers that you have in mind that you want to achieve?
I wouldn't say there's any individual statistic markers. I think the big thing is going to be looking at the production of this offense as a whole at the end of the year and seeing what we were able to accomplish. We set some goals on Tuesday in the offensive meeting room and talked about who we wanted to be and what we wanted to accomplish. And I think if we can look back and say that we achieved those goals, it will be a successful year.
Are some of those statistical things?
Some of them are, yes.
How about the variety of weapons in terms of you have really tall, you have really small, slot, and you have wide, from a quarterback's perspective?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing they all have in common is speed. But, you know, like you said, we've got all different shapes and sizes of guys who are able to make plays now. You know, it's really fun as a quarterback to drop back and know that, you know, every five positions that are, you know, running routes. I've got someone who, if I get the ball into their hands, there's a possibility that they could break a tackle and create an explosive play. And, you know, it just opens up, you know, a lot of different options, things that we haven't had in the past.
How much have you seen the running backs come in? And then how much of it, though, really depends on doing it under fire for the first time.
Yeah, you know, I think those guys have done a great job. Obviously, you know, Shoddy stresses to that group that, you know, if we can't rely on them to pick up blitzes, they're not going to play. You know, it doesn't matter how great you can run the football. If you can't block, then it's going to be hard to play in this offense. And I think those guys took that as a challenge. And, you know, for young guys, that's usually one of the tougher things. But, you know, going against our defense every day in practice was really good for those young guys because they threw a lot of different blitzes at us. And I think those guys have definitely improved in that area. You know, I think the biggest thing for them was just to relax on Sunday and go out and, you know, do exactly what they've been doing in practice during training camp.
You know, we've heard a lot about it. A
couple more guys.
How much stuff do you guys have?
Say it again.
We've heard a lot about vanilla.
Yeah.
How much stuff do you guys have on this plate?
I mean, what we've ran in the preseason is exactly what we're going to run in the game.
It's exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, those are the only plays that we've got in the playbook. So
we can take that to the bank. And you've seen it up, Bradford. Yeah. You've seen it all.
Yeah, tell Arizona that. If you guys could send them that copy, that'd be great.
That's very revealing.
Yeah.
How about Horton? When Horton was there as coordinator, they blitzed a lot. Do you sense that in the new group, or have you seen much of it?
I mean, they do have a tendency to blitz, especially when they stay in their base personnel group. You know, some of those are only five-man pressures, but, you know, when they stay base, I think in the preseason it's been over 50% blitz. So that's something, you know, when we're in 12, 21, 22, you know, we've got to be prepared to stop these blitzes.
Did they have Kendrick? It looks like he's pretty much full go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's great to have Lance back out there. You know, he's a great player. You know, everyone saw what he was able to do last year, you know, both in the passing game, his blocking ability, and the run game. So to have him back and now to be able to put him and Jim on the field at the same time, yeah, that's a really, it's going to be a really tough group for defenses to try to defend.
Is he going to be, you know, he missed so much, is he going to be able to get up to speed pretty quickly, you think? Can you sense that at all?
I think so. You know, I think the great thing about that is, you know, going into the second year, nothing's really new for Lance. You know, he's done everything that we're asking him to do. This week, you know, he was able to come out and watch the walkthroughs, take part in the walkthroughs. So I think that really helped him, and, you know, I wouldn't expect him to have any trouble, you know, coming to speed.